This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprockett's inspiring inventions in partnership with Weir Group.
The year is 1899, Victorian Britain. The place, Sir Sidney McSprockett's workshop, Edinburgh, Scotland. The time, just before 11s.
Oh, hello. Come in. Sit yourself down. I'm just putting the finishing touches to my brilliant new invention. Crumpet crimpers. Just adjusting the tension on the flywheel. Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, not to worry. I'll sort all that out later. Welcome one and all to another inspiring invention. Well, thanks. Today we'll be travelling through history to find out about an invention that brings music to your ears. A radio. And so, with the help of my own finest invention, the patented future scrutineer, let's find out how it all started. Just got to start the bellows. Oh, is it me or is it hot in here? Goodness, this works up a sweat. Right, I'll just program in the details. Radio. Tune us in to the facts.
The radios we have today are very different to those that existed 100 years ago. The story starts in Germany in 1888. A scientist called Heinrich Hertz made the sensational discovery that radio waves could be created using a transmitting oscillator.
Transmitting oscillator? What a mouthful! It means a machine powered by electricity and magnets to send out the waves.
Although the waves are invisible to the human eye, they could be detected using a loop of metal with a gap in the side. Electrical sparks were made when the waves were picked up. Italian Marconi was fascinated by Hertz's discovery and realized that if radio waves could be sent and picked up over long distances, messages could be delivered in this way. He started experimenting, and in 1897 he patented wireless telegraphy. Telegraphy meant messages in code could be sent without any wires needed. Those invisible waves did the work.
That's why it was wireless. Oh, by the way, wireless is an old term used for a radio.
Marconi worked on his invention, and by 1920, with the invention of valves, music and speech could be sent over the waves. One of the first test transmissions was the railway timetable being read out.
Not very interesting unless you need to catch a train.
By the 1940s, almost every house had a wireless. The whole family would sit around it and listen to the news, music, and comedy shows.
This is the BBC from London. And now Mr. George Formby sings on gramophone, I'm Leaning on a Lamppost.
I'm leaning on the lamppost at the corner of the sleeping case, a certain little lady comes by.
As technology improved and radio devices could use different parts of the radio spectrum, this meant radio could broadcast in stereo. It also allowed more and more radio stations to be available, playing everything from pop to rock and sport to foreign language services. She makes me wanna,
Where has they gone? I'm standing on your front lawn.
In of the 1990s, radio turned digital, making it easier to choose the station you want, get more information about the music being played, and even pause or rewind the program.
Amazing. I can see from the scrutineer that there's even a channel just for children on DAB. Fun Kids? Oh, what a jolly good idea. Och, there's a rumbly and my tumbly. All this scrutineering makes me hungry. Time for a tea cake. Thanks for joining me. Drop by again soon, won't you?
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Inventions is produced by Fun Kids in partnership with Weir Group, creating excellent engineering solutions.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.